being able to wake up every day to this experience of, okay, you're in Germany, like, reset, you gotta start thinking in German, you gotta buy your groceries in German. That is way more helpful to me than, you know, staying in the States, operating 80% of the time in English.
Hello and welcome to Diddy and Hawthorne in the In-Between, or DH&I. I'm your host, Mackenzie Gentz, and you're listening to our podcast about the relevance of literature in the 21st century. Now bookmark that book, and let's begin.
Hallo, ich denke, dass ich etwas über die Episode sagen sollte. Ich habe dieses Interview mit Raphael letzten Sommer gemacht und natürlich hat sich die Welt seitdem komplett verändert. Diese Episode ist nicht nur eine Flucht aus der Realität unserer Situation, aber auch wahrscheinlich etwas hilfreich für die, die eine Fremdsprache lernen möchten. Ja, ich verstehe die Schwierigkeiten des Alltags auf einem persönlichen Level. Wenn sich die Situation mit dem Coronavirus verbessert, kann ich im Herbst and a student under LMU in München werden. A quick introduction to this episode in English now. I recorded this episode with my friend Raphael over the summer, whom I met at the Goethe Institute when I was a student there in Berlin. Episode 67 was the first part to this pair of episodes, so take a listen to that if you want to know more about Raphael and I's experiences there. Learning a new language is certainly something that many people want to invest their free time in these days, so I thought that publishing the rest of this interview would not only be timely, but also helpful for a lot of you, so I hope you enjoy the second part to my language learning experience in Berlin. Enjoy.
Actually, do you want to introduce yourself?
May I?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, listeners to Mackenzie's podcast. I'm Rafael, I'm Polish. We met in German, in Berlin, during our summer course in Goethe Institute in Berlin.
Yeah.
I'm last year medical student in Poland, and yeah, I got no experience in talking about languages, but I'm gonna try, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much for being on our show.
It's a brand, it's like Goethe Institute, it's...
Yes.
And yeah. We need to like stick to the word company. Because what they want to teach you, like what they want to sell, is that coming to a German gonna be better experience for you than
yeah.
learning German in any other Goethe Institute in
mm-hmm.
your hometown.
Yeah.
And I would like to diminish that rumor.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's all about your attitude in learning language.
I totally agree, yeah.
And you won't learn language if you say like, oh, by going there, it's gonna, you know, happen to itself. No, it won't. You need to work. And there's other thing that there are so many people that say, I need to learn this language. Like, I need. That's the first step you...
For
that's gonna... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You just need to, like, want. You just need to, like, make fun of it. Of course, it can be 100% fun.
Yeah.
But you just need to, like... It will take time, you know, like there's someone wise man said.
Yes.
Don't look how much time it's gonna take.
Mm.
Time will pass.
Mm.
And that's what we're gonna stick to.
Yeah.
Of course it costs money, it costs your free time, it costs
yeah.
your summer time.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's the aspect we need to consider.
So I'm gonna modify that in terms of my opinion. I think that for me, going to Germany was the best option, both financially and in terms of how much I was going to learn. Because, Chicago is actually more expensive than
yeah,
Berlin.
For all Americans, you are welcome to go to Europe. It's so much cheaper than in your countries. Maybe except like UK and France.
Yeah. Also,
and Italy.
Yes, if you live rural somewhere and there's a good school, then you can stay in town. But yes, for example, if there was a Goethe in Arizona, I'd probably go there because it was cheaper. But
yeah.
I got funding also from my school, Northwestern, to go here. So that's also a disclaimer. But yeah, I think not only was it cheaper, but I had the motivation that I'm very place motivated.
Okay.
So, like,
so
the
when you're in library,
I'm...
it's time to study. When
exactly.
you're in bed, like yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like I only use my bed for sleeping.
Yeah, that's so
yeah.
wise. I've never done it. Like all you Netflix watchers, like don't do this in bed. Then you can't sleep, and then you like think, what else should I watch?
Yeah, and then they're like, the melatonin stuff starts. And
yeah.
Like, yeah. So, yeah, I'm a very place motivated, and I was like, obviously, you know, I'm going to go to Berlin, and I'm going to just speak German in Berlin. And I think that being able to wake up every day to this experience of, okay, you're in Germany, like, reset, you got to start thinking in German, you got to buy your groceries in German.
Can I relate to your experience in...
Yes.
I would say that, yes, you are 100% right that moving from Arizona when there is no Goethe Institute or German school to here, it's a wise decision, but I would just relate to what you said, what happens in Berlin. For me, when you have a German course that's super intensive, it's like from 8:30 in the morning till 1:00.
Yeah.
Except Friday, it's only like till midday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And of course you have like 30-minute break in between. You wake up every day. I don't know like what time you wake up, but let's say it's 7.
I wake up at 6.
Yeah, it's 7. It's your summer holidays.
Yeah.
And you don't want to skip any day during the weekdays.
Right.
Because you paid so much for that course. Yes, so when you're in your hometown and you learn, like you have lessons or classes 2-3 times a week, it's way better.
Mm-hmm.
Like progress is slower, but you are motivated to do the homework. You have like 2 spare days. You can do this 2 days after classes, the next day.
Right.
Yeah. Where here, like from day to day, and if you skip one day, and I think like taking intensive course, it will be much easier in some smaller location with more, with less attraction.
Yeah. My friend Danny, he's studying in Weimar right now. He's obsessed with Weimar, and he's like obsessed with like the Bauhaus movement, which comes from Weimar, and just like all of these things.
Uh-huh.
And Weimar's super small, and I was like, how are you gonna spend a month in Weimar, Danny? Like, are you sure? And yeah. It's kind of the same thing that we're talking about. Like I don't know if he's learning more German because he's there, but he's definitely enjoying the experience, you know, as much as I enjoyed my experience the first week in Berlin. So.
Yeah, I think I would recommend someone going to an intensive course like 4 or 8 weeks in Germany when you are really fluent with your German and you
yes.
want to test yourself in some social situation.
Exactly.
In a bar, in a place, maybe you're gonna find your mini job in here, you're gonna apply, you're gonna work as a waiter here, and then you just need your course to polish your German.
I actually totally agree. I want to come back when I'm like C1 or C2, which I guess is not unfair.
Because
well,
basically, the names of colors, the animals, that's all you can learn, you know, by yourself or by school.
Exactly. You can do it on Duolingo or Memrise.
During the last half of the episode today, I wanted to make some commentary on Raphael and I's discussion. Of course, now I have the benefit of retrospect and other experiences with learning German to draw on, but first, regarding language learning strategies, it takes a lot of moxie, gusto, bravery, whatever you want to call it, to test out strategies numbers 1 through 24 in pursuit of the one final strategy or pair of strategies that work for you with learning any given skill. Something amazing about language institutes, especially intensive ones, is that if you are out of ideas, the classroom gives you resources in the teacher and in other students to find new ones, and as well to practice the language in really invaluable, unique ways. In terms of choosing the right program for you, when the time comes, I would say know thyself and make decisions based on that knowledge. An 8-week intensive course was unbelievably difficult stamina-wise, but I would still say today that I don't regret a single moment of my experience. As I mentioned in the interview, I weighed the pros and cons of going abroad and living in country, as you should as well, and I chose a city that was new to me but had what I was looking for socially and culturally. Language is also culture, and so much of the learning experience while you're there is learning, for example, about Nachhaltigkeit or sustainability measures in Germany, or going to a jazz club and meeting backpackers from all around the world. You know, I embarrass myself sometimes in public and messed up on grammar every single day I was there, but the thing is that I will never forget those mistakes, and I'm such a better language learner because of them.
No experience is going to be puppy dogs and rainbows all the way through when you're learning that much that quickly, and I think that Raphael especially does a really good job at articulating the fact that it's hard to motivate yourself sometimes, and you do face gridlock, which I talked about quite a bit in the episodes I released in July, which are down in the description. To wrap up here, I still agree with the idea of going back to Germany when my language level is higher to, quote, test myself, as Raphael said. I think that this is going to be such an important part of solidifying my knowledge of the C1 and C2 levels, especially because I now want to pursue higher education in the country. Again, I love my experience at the intermediate level at Goethe because our class time was pretty much spent on tough vocab and grammar, which was exactly what I needed over the summer that summer. But if you don't speak a word of the language and you still want to go, I would recommend at least doing Duolingo for a few months before your flight.
If you enjoyed the discussion and would like to hear more from us, there is a show and a series for everyone, so I'd recommend checking out our website, relevanceofliterature.com, under the ongoing series tab for links to our entire back catalog of episodes. We also have a couple of open surveys that you can find through the links in the description, so if you have 3 minutes while you're waiting in line somewhere, we would very much appreciate your feedback on our show. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode, and we'll see you next time.